You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Obama will deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. It's the president's chance to throw down the gauntlet and outline his agenda for the year ahead. What should we watch for here in Michigan? What should we expect? Well, we turn now to Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Hi, Todd.
How are you?
I'm great. I want to see if we could start and get some perspective if we can. Can you contrast and compare for us just where the president stands in the eyes of the nation with this sixth State of the Union speech versus the five that came before?
Well, I think the one thing we can say for certain is that a whole lot fewer people are going to watch it. I mean, we started back in 2009 with the first address to the nation with about 52 million people watching it. Last year, I think it was down to 33.5 million. It'll be probably something even less this year. As these things go on, particularly with a divided Congress that has shown itself very unwilling or unable to pass a lot of the president's initiatives, I think these things have become harder and harder for the American people to watch.
And we see the fact that Barack Obama's approval ratings have tumbled. He stands here at a time that's coming off the badly fumbled launch of the signature health care law. And as you said, he and Congress certainly haven't been able to work well with each other. And we look at last fall's budget and debt ceiling showdowns as evidence. So what do you think that will do for the way he's going to try to sell his message and what it's going to be?
Well, I think this message this year is all about the midterm elections. I mean, I don't think there's really much doubt that what the president will try to do is to set up some sort of agenda that plays well for the Democrats' hopes of doing well in November. You're right. His approval ratings are lousy. I mean, I think they're down around 40%. Congress is no better. You have 46% saying they wouldn't reelect their own congressman around the country, which is lower than it's ever been. 17% saying most members of Congress shouldn't be reelected. I mean, you just have a time and place now where most Americans are kind of, you know, sick and done with how Congress and congressional inaction has been in recent years. That being said, there will be an election. There will be a primary season. There'll be a general election, and that will mean both sides will try to do things to improve their chances of taking or keeping either chamber, setting themselves up for 2016. For the president, what that's going to mean in this speech is that he's going to take a lot of populist messages and say that if Congress won't act, then he will, and propose probably a series of executive orders which would allow him to, you know, take some actions regarding education and climate change and manufacturing and things like that.
In fact, we are getting very clear signs from inside the White House. The president is, you know, clearly sick and tired of trying to work with this Republican Congress and is fully prepared to go around it if needs be.
Yeah, well, I mean, he has said he'd do that in the past. And I think that given the realities of dealing with this Congress, he doesn't have much choice. He's going to try to find places where he can do things by executive order or have his have different departments, you know, engage in changes. And there are places he can do that. But, you know, one of the things that's come out is that he's going to try to help the long-term unemployed by getting a pledge from several large companies. Dow Chemical in Michigan is supposedly one of them. That will promise, sign a pledge not to discriminate against the long-term unemployed in hiring practices. Well, first of all, they shouldn't be discriminating against long-term unemployed anyway.
Right.
But, you know, beyond that, that sort of shows that when you have to go to those businesses and ask them to sign a pledge, probably a non-binding pledge, that there are severe limits as to what he can really do to make a change in some areas. That's not to say that, you know, there aren't changes that can be made. But, you know, the big things are hard to come by.
And this act or stance approach, are we already seeing congressional feathers being ruffled by this?
Well, you're going to hear a lot of that. I mean, every year when a president, you know, says, if Congress won't act, I will, you're going to hear members, particularly of the opposition party, saying the president needs to be careful how far he goes, that the law clearly prescribes what he can do and can't do. And sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. But ultimately, you're going to hear a good bit of that. I mean, you're going to hear a good bit of how the Affordable Care Act rollout has not worked. That's going to be part of the response, I'm certain of it. Mm-hmm. When you're going to hear a lot about levels of spending and how they should be cut. I mean, I think the Republicans have shown that they know what points they need to hit to make the midterm elections successful for them. And the president knows which ones he's going to hit. He's going to hit, you know, he's going to hit the need for immigration. He's for immigration reform. He's going to hit the need for something to do on climate change. He's going to be talking about education and manufacturing, all of those things.
And if we were to make a Venn diagram, if you will, of what the president's going to talk about and what the Republicans know they need for reelection, would we see any overlapping?
I think you'd see very little. But I do think what you will see is a general kind of message that, as you have in the past, that you know there need to be policies put in place that will actually put more Americans back to work. The problem is they disagree with how that should be done. I mean, you know, the president, for instance, is probably going to talk about, he's talked about it before, about putting more money in infrastructure. I think, generally speaking, you might see Republicans in Congress be all for putting more money back in infrastructure. The problem is how you pay for it. In the past, the president's talked about cutting back on oil and gas incentives, incentives for oil and gas companies, which, you know, Republicans in Congress have just not been willing to do. And I mean, that ends up being the problem, is that I think you're going to see some general idea that maybe there's common ground on immigration, but for big time reform, it remains to see how much the two parties really want to come toward the middle to make something happen.
I'm speaking with Todd Spangler, who's the Washington reporter for the Detroit Free Press. And Todd, we have heard that income inequality and lower social mobility are really going to be key this year for Barack Obama. What should we be listening for tomorrow night in that area?
Well, I think that pointedly what's going to come up, and it's going to come up a bit, is this idea of extending the unemployment benefits, the federal unemployment benefits, which terminated on December 28th. That's been a drumbeat for Democrats in Congress. It's been a drumbeat for the White House. It's something about 1.3 million Americans lost those benefits. 45,000 people in Michigan lost those benefits when they terminated. And ever since, there's been this cry that they should be extended, particularly with unemployment still as high as it is in states like Michigan across the country. Problem is that Republicans seem pretty confident that they want it paid for somehow. And up till now, Democrats have not talked about ways to pay for it, at least not in such a way that the Republicans are willing to accept. So this is going to be going forward. This is something that the public likes. I mean, the public does think that people who are without a job should have some help. And so this going forward is very much going to be a cry of the Democrats and part of the speech. The other thing is that the president and Democrats are going to talk about raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour. The last time it was raised, I think, was 2009. The problem with this is that while it remains popular with the public, I think a recent poll had it in the 70% range of people who support an increase in the minimum wage, is that there is still a belief among the business community that this is not the way to put people to work, and I just see Republicans in Congress balking at it.
A couple of other issues I think that Michigan folks might want to keep an eye on or ear out for would be the Farm Bill and the Great Lakes. Can we expect to hear anything about either from the president tomorrow night?
I would not at all be surprised if the president mentions the Great Lakes and environmental restoration efforts in general, with the Great Lakes being mentioned as part of this speech. Climate change is going to come up, so that will definitely be part of it. You know, in terms of other Michigan things, I would expect there to be. He's going to mention the auto industry. I don't have any doubt that he's going to talk about what a success it has been and how it continues to sell more cars than ever you know, since the rescue of GM and Chrysler. Farm bill will probably, it looks like, come to some sort of agreement today, as early as today. I think you could probably see a vote by midweek on that. It looks like both sides have come together on that. I think, like the budget, like the appropriations bill, the omnibus one that got passed here in recent weeks, you're seeing Republicans who are in control of the House coming around to the idea that for this midterm election to work, we can't be seen as complete obstacles to everything that comes down the pike. Yes, we want to push for more responsible budgeting in their way of thinking, and push for savings where we can find it. But that being said, we don't want to shut down government again. And I think that you had some real concerns with the Farm Bill coming up. You had that with the budget. You had that with the Omnibus Appropriations Bill, that when they decided this needed to get done, they cleared it out. They think that helps them down the road, and they're going to keep doing that, I think.
Well, I think those opinion polls that, you know, were so so black and furious last fall obviously registered.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that this is a key election going. And remember, you know, in 2006, we had a midterm election that showed real gains for Democrats and really set the stage for 2008. And I think that the Republicans probably see their chance as being the 2014 election setting that stage for 2016. They want to be able to move a lot closer in the Senate and feel that in 2012 they should have and didn't. Continue to hold the House, even if maybe they lose some seats, and set themselves up in a position to give their party a chance of winning what would be the first out of, I guess, five out of the six last elections when popular votes went to Democrats in presidential elections. They'd like to change that in 2016.
Todd Spangler, Detroit Free Press Washington reporter. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you.